The most quoted philosopher in history never wrote a single word. Everything we know about Socrates comes from others, and the most famous thing attributed to him turns out to be a misquote. You have probably heard it. "I know that I know nothing." Powerful, memorable, and not quite what he said. In Plato's Apology, Socrates is more precise. He says he does not suppose that he knows what he does not know. That distinction is not a technicality, Peter. It is the entire point. The exact formula, "I know that I know nothing," does not appear anywhere in Plato's works. What appears instead is something sharper, a refusal to pretend. Now, to understand why this matters, consider a scene. Athens, the Agora, midday heat. A general stands before Socrates, confident, decorated, respected. He speaks about courage with the ease of someone who has lived it. Socrates begins asking questions, simple ones at first. "What is courage, exactly?" The general answers. Socrates probes the answer, the general adjusts. Socrates probes again. Within minutes, the general is contradicting himself, frustrated, and, crucially, exposed. He believed he understood courage. He did not. This is the pattern Socrates repeated across Athens, testing the oracle at Delphi's astonishing claim that no man was wiser than Socrates. According to Plato's Apology, Socrates investigated people reputed to be wise specifically to test what that divine claim could possibly mean. He visited politicians, poets, craftsmen. Each time, he discovered the same thing. People regarded as wise often believed they understood matters they did not actually understand. The key idea here is what Socrates found in himself by contrast. He did not claim superior knowledge. He claimed something smaller and rarer. He did not suppose he knew what he did not know. That gap between what you actually know and what you think you know is where Socrates located the real danger. He called thinking you know what you do not know a particularly serious form of ignorance. Scholars sometimes call this double ignorance, being unaware of your ignorance while believing you possess knowledge. Think of it like a faulty compass. A person who knows their compass is broken will navigate carefully, checking landmarks, questioning every reading. A person who trusts a broken compass walks confidently in the wrong direction. Socrates was the person who knew his compass had limits. His interlocutors did not. That awareness, modest as it sounds, is what the oracle's claim was pointing toward. His wisdom was, as he put it himself, human wisdom, worth little or nothing compared to genuine divine wisdom. But it was real because it was honest. Remember that Socrates did not treat this realization as a reason to stop thinking. That is a critical point. The paradox encourages intellectual humility, but it is not an endorsement of passivity. He kept questioning, he kept examining. Young Athenians who listened to him sometimes imitated his practice of examining others, which, not coincidentally, made powerful people furious. His questioning made interlocutors angry precisely because examination revealed that their confidence exceeded their understanding. There is also a deeper layer here, Peter. Socrates applied this same standard to death. He argued that fearing death may involve claiming knowledge about something whose nature one does not know. No one knows whether death is the greatest evil, yet people fear it as though they knew it was. For Socrates, that fear was another form of false knowledge. What he did claim to know was moral. He stated clearly that doing wrong and disobeying what is better is evil and disgraceful. On that, he was certain. On everything beyond human reach, he held his certainty in check. The takeaway from everything Socrates uncovered is this: wisdom is not the accumulation of answers. It is the accurate recognition of where your knowledge ends. The wiser person is not the one with the most information. It is the one who knows precisely what they do not know. That is not weakness. It is the only honest starting point for genuine inquiry. Every expert who has ever stopped learning did so because they stopped doubting. Socrates never stopped doubting, and that is exactly why Athens could not ignore him. For you, Peter, the invitation is the same one he extended to every person he met in that agora, not to know less, but to know more honestly. True wisdom begins the moment you stop pretending.